Welcome back to Go Forth and Nerd. This is Jesse Bray, also known as Mr. Bray, and I'm your resident nerd. And today I got my good buddy, Kevin Blue, on.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
Gals.
So we're continuing our scary shorts during the month of October, and Kevin is going to share with us another based on true events scary story. What's the title? What's the title of this episode?
The title of this episode is Clicks Under the Bed.
Nice.
I usually take my dog out. I love my dog. My dog is my life. He makes things better when they are dark and scary. After I had taken my dog out, my dog needed to let loose some energy, so he just decided to go crazy in the house. I didn't mind it. I actually kind of liked it. It kind of let me know that I had somebody else in the house with me. I turned on video games for a little bit, sat back, just relaxed. Didn't mind anything, just chilled out. And about 30 minutes went by, and I hadn't heard my dog for some time. I look around, like, hey, calling his name, left, right, nothing. I don't hear anything. And at this point, I'm a little worried. Until I hear click, 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 click. And that's how I know that's the sound of his little nails tapping on the floor. I'm like, nice, he's right under the bed. That's good. I don't have to go searching for him. So let me go downstairs and grab myself a cup of water. I'm running down the stairs, and halfway down the stairs, I could see him sitting on the couch. So I say to myself, if you're here on the couch, then what was that under my bed? I turn around quickly, I shut the door, and that was the last I heard of the clicks under my bed.
Clicks under your bed. Oh, man. That's nice and creepy. What was that on your bed?
I'm crying because that was off. I needed that, man. I literally questioned my sanity after I heard. Now, this. I'm going to add a little bit more truthness to this story.
Sure.
As soon as I saw that my dog was downstairs, I quickly shut the door, and I put my ear to that door to make sure there was nothing else I heard. Now, I told the story to my wife 1,000 times, and she's like, maybe he ran past you downstairs, and I'm like, no, as I go downstairs, I can see my couch.
Yeah.
Maybe. I can see it. There's no, like, turning stairs. I don't live in a mansion where we gotta come down.
Spile service.
The butler's waiting for me. No, we don't have that. I can see my couch at my stairs.
Oh, that's creepy. That's creepy. Well, I just, you know what, I want to just add a little double feature to that. So this is so we have your clicks in the dark. I actually have, just as you're making me think about this, I just want to share this one. Are you cool with that?
Yes.
This one is batteries not included, is what I call it. My sister used to have this talking doll, and it would say stupid things like, you know, I love you, mommy, that sort of stuff. And we were all hanging out, and at this point I was about probably 7 or 8 years old, and we're all hanging out in my sister's room, and we're just telling each other like spooky stories, just kind of getting ourselves riled up. And this doll had a distinct voice, a very distinct voice, you know, that kind of that annoying doll sound. And as we were talking, we started making fun of the doll and making other things. The doll said, shut up. No joke. Like, it said, shut up. It freaked us out. It said, shut up. And we look over the doll, the other end of the room. We were creeped out. And so afterwards, we stopped talking trash about the doll. We went to bed. Okay? The next morning, my sister swears. She swears by this. She looked at the doll. She looked at the back of the doll, and the batteries had already been taken out.
What? Nah, man. Nope. And that is why we do not buy battery-operated dolls.
Exactly, exactly. So the question is, what was that sound? And so, how, you know, that's I guess maybe that would be...
Nah, man. Nah, man, I don't even want to know. Let's leave that for the imagination.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for sharing a spooky story of your clicks under the bed. And thank you everyone for listening during the month of October, our 31 Days of Horror. And we hope that we're making the month of October a little more spooky for you. Hey, man, do you want us to sign us off?
Hey, listen, guys, make sure that you're listening in. And if you're not, I'm very sorry for you, because you just might have a situation where you're laying down and you're hearing some clicks under the bed. And then all of a sudden, your sister or your doll says, "Shut up." And when these things happen, I will be so sorry that you did not listen to or heed our warnings. Here on Go Forth and Nerd.
Thank you so much. Oh.